Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. Welcome to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search for the Rob O'Donnell Show. And those smart speakers, just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio. And if you don't have the app downloaded, you can go to your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store, and download it. Search for WILK News Radio, and then that's it. You don't have to do anything more than that. Well, talk about the news cycle, and why I came in and said welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show because of this. Since this incident happened in Minneapolis, I have been putting my nose to the grindstone and pissing a lot of you off on social media. I guess all the trolls and bots and whatever you want have come out of the woodwork because they simply just don't like my assessment. Listen, I'm not here to change your mind about anything, but this shooting that involved ICE agents and a protester in Minneapolis is tragic. Make no mistake, anytime there's a loss of life, and I don't care if you're a suspect, a civilian, an innocent bystander, law enforcement, any loss of life is tragic. This situation in Minneapolis will change the lives of many people. As a matter of fact, it'll probably change the lives of a lot of people, depending on how it's handled moving forward. I believe we're waiting on Governor Tim Walz to make some statements. And so far, he has had some of the more restrained comments as far as this. There's a few things that we can determine, though, that the rhetoric attacking our immigration and ICE agents has fueled this fire. Now, what happened today? There is strong video of this. I have video of several angles of the shooting that took place here. And in my opinion, there was a justified fear of serious physical harm and bodily injury to the agent. And he took the steps of deadly physical force, which he felt necessary. Now, this will be reviewed by multiple levels, and it'll be investigated. I have, unfortunately, no doubt that this agent will be charged in Minneapolis and Minnesota based on the control of power there. But in the end, I think this will be a justified use of force. I've seen the video from both angles. It happens very quickly. The suspect did not follow clear and concise directives to get out of the vehicle, to stop the vehicle. There was an agent that had his arms inside the vehicle trying to unlock the door while the person rapidly accelerated, dragging and spinning that officer. More so spinning them. Thankfully, he was able to get his arms out of the vehicle, but enough to spin him around. That's how much it dragged him from behind his arm by his tricep when the car took off. And there was another agent in front of the vehicle, who, as he jumped out of the way, fired the shot that supposedly struck this suspect in the face. She then accelerated further, and which is not uncommon if you receive trauma to your head, your body tenses up. So very much, she could have hit the accelerator, accelerated about 50 feet, 100 feet, and slammed into a parked vehicle. There were multiple protesters there. This individual appeared, because again, the video starts when the ICE agents get out of their vehicle and approach it. This individual appeared to be interrupting or preventing ICE from doing their job, at which time they got out of the vehicle. Now, again, any loss of life is tragic. Now, there's people out there that it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if the life officer's agent's life was in danger. Does not matter to them. He was able to jump out of the way, thankfully, and it's not an agent or a police officer's job to stand in front of a vehicle and get struck while they take deadly physical force or use deadly physical force. It's their job to prevent that, get out of the way as fast they can. And if you look at the video now, there's been a lot of critics that I posted snapshots of the incident as it progressed. Well, here's why I haven't posted the video as of yet. The video's out there online, first of all. If you want to see it, it's out there. You could find it. This incident just happened a few hours ago. This victim, the suspect here, who has deceased, has family. It's not my position or job to post videos out there that may be traumatic to anyone. And watching someone get shot and their life taken, regardless if it's justified or not, is just that. So I put stills, and that's not going to satisfy people. People are going to be, they're going to take their side in this, and it doesn't matter. Like I said, the trolls and bots from all over, from, I've gotten posts from people in China to Minnesota themselves, and people with absolutely zero followers that all of a sudden want to chime in that don't normally follow or post here. Listen, I'm not looking for your agreement. I watched the video from multiple angles. I saw an officer, multiple officers, give clear and concise directions to this person who was obstructing their duty. This person decided to back up and rev the engine to try and get out of there. An officer reached in the vehicle to stop them. They continued dragging that officer and spinning them. And a third officer opened fire, who was in front of that vehicle as he jumped out of the way, missing the vehicle. Now, as it initiated, the tires were turned towards that third officer who opened fire. And while it progressed, they turned the vehicle, nearly missing him. And he was able to jump out of the way. But again, being struck by the vehicle isn't a prerequisite for being in fear for your safety and bodily harm. That's just not the way the law works. If you perceive yourself to be in imminent threat of serious physical injury, harm, or death, you're able to use deadly physical force. And this agent did that. Now, there are already, we're watching live in Minneapolis now, the precursor of riots. I don't know if you call throwing snowballs and ice chunks at Minneapolis law enforcement that had nothing to do with this situation, but that's what's going on right now. There's a crowd of, I'd say, you know, they're not showing the full crowd. It looks like a 200 maybe, probably more, that are outside the shot, now chasing Minneapolis law enforcement down the street, throwing chunks of ice at them, throwing projectiles at them. This will no doubt set off the crowds that were waiting for something like this to happen. That this unfortunately is going to send Minnesota and Minneapolis into chaos tonight, and maybe other areas around the country. And again, it's plain and simple. There's nothing to celebrate here. There was a comment on my Facebook that said it's about time they sent a message. And that's 100% the wrong message to send. That's 100% the wrong thing to say anything. And it's tragic when anyone loses their life. And I don't care if what the situation is. I don't care if someone was trying to kill me and I had to use deadly physical force to protect myself. That situation is tragic. The fact that someone has to live with taking someone's life for the rest of their life, it's truly sad when it has to happen. Forgive me while I get distracted here, but bots from nowhere near our area code are deciding to chime into the show here. And it's a very simple way to deal with them. You go block, and they can no longer do that. So it's unfortunate that we have to deal like this. The messages I'm getting that basically F pigs and jerk offs who blah, 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 worthless pig pieces of S and stuff. These are the text messages that are coming to the line from not a 570 area code. So you could tell where they're coming in from. So thank you for being over the target. And again, as this progresses, there are already banners as they're walking down chasing local law enforcement. Again, local law enforcement had nothing to do with this. As a matter of fact, local law enforcement in Minnesota and Minneapolis were instructed by their leadership to stand down when it came to supporting ICE. But yet you have the protesters who have immediately showed up throwing objects at those police officers who, again, have been instructed by policy, which has been a talking point that we've used here and brought up, to not assist with ICE. But yet they're being the targets. They're being targeted now because they're law enforcement. And again, it appears there's about 150, 200 protesters already on scene. And again, throwing projectiles, throwing chunks of ice and snowballs at local law enforcement. And again, local law enforcement that had nothing to do with this incident. And again, This is nothing to celebrate. This is nothing to look at and say it was a good thing. It sends a message. No, it's not, because this destroys the lives of many people. It destroys the lives of the agents that were involved here. It obviously destroys the life of the suspect who is now deceased and their family. And it'll destroy the life of the communities if it goes down the road that a lot of people are already projecting that it goes down, as more people get organized coming into this area. This is unfortunately not going to de-escalate. We are waiting for Governor Waltz to speak, and when he does, we will try and bring that to you live. Hopefully, they keep the peace. But again, protesters are already on scene with their backpacks, their mask, their black flags. That's a skull and crossbone flag that one of the protesters is flying with their backpack and their black hoodie and black pants and black mask on. So, you know, the problem is with this happening in Minnesota. I'm watching some protesters now carrying Mexican flags, which, what does that have to do with this? We have no idea who this suspect who was killed was and what the precursors were. There were obviously members of the community, protesters, obstructing ICE in their duties. They're going to try and point this, well, you know, if these federal agents weren't there, this wouldn't have happened. That's not the way the law works. There are federal laws that need to be enforced, and regardless of the jurisdiction and what they feel locally, those laws are going to be enforced. And unfortunately, you have politicians and people in the public eye that have riled up protesters, most of the time middle-class, you know, suburban soccer moms and dads and dudes with no jobs, because they're the ones able to do this, to get involved and obstruct federal agents. And sooner or later, unfortunately, something like this has the potential to happen. And it did now happen. Does this spark nationwide protests, riots, destruction? A lot of people, unfortunately, have been waiting for something like this to happen. So we will see. And hopefully it doesn't. Again, the message I can send here is someone who vehemently supports law enforcement but has called law enforcement out when I've seen wrong done is, listen, an officer doesn't have to let themselves be injured before they can take necessary action. And this person did not follow clear and concise directives, which you can clearly hear on all the videos. An officer was momentarily dragged and spun around while trying to open the door to remove the driver out of the vehicle. And another officer right next to him was standing in front of the car as he jumped out of the way of the front of the car, fired shots, and didn't unload his weapon. Fired one, maybe two shots. I only heard one, but I do not know that for a fact. There could have been two. And unfortunately, he was right at the driver's window, right in front of the vehicle, when he fired that shot. You could see where the shot came in from. The shot of that officer came in the front window, where just inside the where the inspection stickers would be in Pennsylvania. So how is he not in front of the vehicle if that's the shot? Or at least one of the shots, because I've seen the crash video, the crash photo of the vehicle. But again, any loss of life, anytime, regardless of who it is tragic. And I don't care if you're the world's worst thug or innocent bystander or law enforcement. It changes the lives of everybody. The fact that you could be the most justified shooting in the world, you have to live with taking someone's life, and it doesn't matter if you could justify that. That haunts you for the rest of your life. I know people who have lived with that or who still live with that. And regardless of the justification, it's something that haunts you. And I can't instill that enough. But again, I'm not here to change anybody's mind. You watch the video yourself. Some of you will say, yeah, I believe that's justified. A bunch have sent me message saying, yeah, I've watched the video. I see exactly what you're saying. And others, you'll never convince. They could care less if the officer or agent gets run over. Their message is they shouldn't have been there. And if they weren't there, they wouldn't have got run over, which is utterly ridiculous. It's 3:22 here. Before we go, let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, monkhvac.com. Listen, they did such a great job on my Mitsubishi electric heat pump system. that split air ductless system that is my primary source of heat on my first floor now, that I've signed a contract with them to maintain and service all my other equipment in my house, even the stuff they did not install that have been there since my house was built. It's still working in optimal shape, but in order to keep it that way, you have to have the right people come in and make sure it's working at its best before the little things happen that cause bigger things. So they are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite Contractors. They are trained premier comfort specialists, 24/7, 365-day-a-year service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day if I happen to need that. So check them out at MonkHVAC.com. That's MonkHVAC.com for all your heating and air conditioning needs. It's 323. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We are going to continue to monitor what's going on in Minneapolis. Again, there are crowds starting to gather. They are throwing ice and projectiles at a local law enforcement. It appears they're just marching around in the streets now. I don't see. It appears as law enforcement has moved out of the area. I guess we'll see, and hopefully it remains calm and peaceful. But we will keep monitoring that. But in our own backyard, there was calls yesterday. 911 was pretty busy last night, and it was strange that there was no mention of it based on what it was. We do realize that there was just an attempted abduction near a Scranton Intermediate School where an arrest was made of a suspect with a stolen vehicle. Well, last night, there's a call that came over 911. A juvenile states that a vehicle occupied by three males wearing dark clothing and masks seen the intersection of Luzerne and Main heading in the direction of Taylor. A juvenile male was on a skateboard and taken by these three males on Forster Street in Scranton approximately 30 minutes ago. The skateboard was left in the middle of the roadway. So what witnesses that called 911 see is a vehicle pull up with three males in it, masked, wearing dark clothing, grab this juvenile off the street who's riding on a skateboard and bring him into the vehicle and take off, leaving the skateboard in the street. Now, the juvenile was located and was safe with police shortly after. He was found on his own and police had him in their safety. And they gave a description of a vehicle, a silver, a light blue Subaru Impreza with a license plate number. And there was nothing after that. Was this friends goofing around, you know, grabbing one of their friends, pretending they were, you know, somebody they weren't? Or was it an actual abduction where they got scared and released the person? Was an attempted abduction where the kid got away? There was really nothing in the media this morning. Well, thankfully today, the Scranton police put out a media release saying on Tuesday, January 6th, the Scranton Police Patrol Division was dispatched to Forster Street at Gunster Avenue, North Scranton, for a report of a possible abduction. Shortly after arrival, officers determined that the incident not to be an abduction, but an assault-type incident. A citizen reported accurate information to police of a suspect vehicle, which was related to a bolo throughout Lackawanna County. As a result of that bolo, and now bolo is be on the lookout, Old Forge police located the vehicle shortly after within their borough. Four occupants were found within the vehicle. The male, victim age 14, reported to investigators that he was engaged in an argument while playing the online video game Fortnite. During the argument, another gamer made threats to assault the victim. The victim was later walking to his residence when a vehicle sped up behind him. When the vehicle stopped, four males exited the vehicle dressed in all black clothing with red bandanas. The victim attempted to was physically assaulted by the group of males, which had arrived in the vehicle. The victim did sustain injuries, including superficial lacerations from an edged weapon. As a result of the investigation, the four occupants identified as juvenile males were taken into custody. The Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office Juvenile Division approved the criminal charges against male suspect 1, age 15, of Taylor, suspect 2, age 15, of Old Forge, suspect 3, age 17, of Duryea, and suspect 4, age 15, of Old Forge, all charged with conspiracy to commit aggravated assault, conspiracy to commit simple assault with a deadly weapon, conspiracy to commit reckless endangerment against another person. Now, the fact that this is being charged as simple assault with a deadly weapon, that edged weapon in my perspective, and that's all this is a knife or some sort of bladed device. The Scranton Police Department thanks the public for their involvement in providing essential information as the incident has evolved. Wearing all black with red bandanas, there could be gang ties there, but again, that's just an assumption, could be. We don't know anything about these individuals name-wise. All we do know is their age and where they're from. The fact that one's from Taylor, two are from Old Forge, and one's from Duryea, you know, how are they associated with each other? They're juveniles, so we probably won't get a lot of information, but it should concern everyone, especially parents. Here's an individual, a 15-year-old that was playing video games, gets into an online dispute while age 14 was the victim, gets into an online dispute with these other juveniles playing this game. They somehow know who this person is, track him down, stop, get into an assault with them with a deadly weapon, as per the report. And thankfully, community members saw something and said something, called 911 and got the ball rolling to get law enforcement in the area. And again, swift work by our area's law enforcement, the Scranton Police, in responding and getting this information out to other law enforcements, and the Old Forge Police for stopping this vehicle and holding them upon investigation. So later today there was, but I just found it odd that not a single media source in our area had anything to say about this in the morning news, in the morning papers, or anywhere. I started asking questions, you know, where's an update on this? You know, there was a major 911 back and forth over the radio of this attempted abduction where a skateboard was left in the street, and nothing after that. So I'm glad that the Scranton Police Department have given us this update, because the community needs to know what's being done here. If this was just kids goofing around, which this does not appear to be, matter of fact, it's not at all, based on the report that's out and the charges that are there. But if it was, you know, it kind of puts parents at ease. These were just kids goofing around, but this is not. This was a targeted assault that started online. And again, we talk about online issues with our children all the time. So something to keep note and talk to your children about. It's 3:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Bring it on. So here's a text message I get, and it's interesting. And usually I don't do this, but I think the listeners need to hear who's out there, who your neighbors are, where you go for certain things. And this one even surprised me. Jake, we have Tim Walz coming on. Can you pull that? We're going to try to bring you Governor Tim Walz live as it moves to the station, and I'll get back to our text messages. All right, we're back from the press conference here. Listen, there's take the governor's press conference as it may. He's waiting to find out the evidence, but he basically gave a blueprint how to, quote unquote, peacefully protest, saying that we're pretty good at this. You're really not, because the last time you had protests in your state, the entire state or a good portion of it burnt down. So I wouldn't really highlight. It's great to hear that he has his National Guard on standby and ready to go, and there was a representative there. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Cold weather means comfort food, and Applewood Farm Market in Scott Township makes it easy. If you're thinking crockpot season, grab a chuck, bottom round, or an eye round roast, slow cooked and fall off the bone tender. And don't forget their soup and stew mixes to complete the meal. For quick weeknight dinners, their ham steaks drizzled with local honey and pork chops paired with Applewood's rub selections go straight from fridge to oven. And if chili is on the menu, you have to try their customer favorite recipe made with bourbon-infused local syrup. Available right there at the market. You got to ask them for their chili recipe when you're there. Applewood Farm Market in Scott Township. Fresh, quality, trusted, and convenient. And you can follow them at applewoodfarmpa.com. That's applewoodfarmpa.com. So we just heard from the governor, and he is still talking now. But listen, I'm glad he's waiting for the evidence to come out. It appears that the license plate of the vehicle that was the suspect that was shot and killed in this case, in this incident, was out of state from Minnesota. What that means and what it doesn't mean, we don't know that yet. The governor seemed to acknowledge that he didn't know much about the victim, the suspect here. He did, though, say that a family member was present and witnessed this. I've watched the video. There could be, maybe not. I don't know. I don't think he knows. This will be an investigation. There will be multiple aspects of this investigation from the local, the state, and the federal level. Again, the video's out there for many to watch, and it looked like that press conference just ended. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, I believe, is supposed to speak as well. But again, there are no. This isn't about winning and losing, good or bad. This is a tragedy. Anytime any law enforcement needs to use deadly physical force is a tragedy. And people aren't going to be convinced. People who do not agree with ICE's operations across this nation are just going to see this as, well, you know, they murdered this woman. If you objectively look at the video, I don't understand how someone could see, well, you could perceive your life being in danger if you were ever in that situation. The problem is most people, and that's probably a good thing, have never been in that position. Never had to make a decision of life or death for themselves or someone else. It's not a perfect science. It's milliseconds that it happens. This person obviously didn't follow clear and directive commands, obviously drove away, spinning one agent out of the way who was reaching in to unlock the vehicle, another agent who was in front of the vehicle. And a big sign of that is the original bullet, the original shot, the first shot at this individual came through the front windshield. So if you are right-handed facing a vehicle and you are firing at a vehicle, if you're next to the vehicle, to the side of the vehicle, out of the vehicle's way, it's kind of hard to have that shot go through the front windshield. Even if you're jumping out of the way, it's not your job to be a victim. It's your job to protect yourself. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.